here on KSOM, talking with Dawson Henderson of Riverside. Finished second here at Districts, but the team wins. How did you feel about your race, Dawson?
I think I ran pretty well. Good time. Tough. Course wasn't horrible until that one hill, so I was kind of tough, but team ran well, and that's what we came to do, is win this meet and head strong into next week.
What did you think of the course when you walked it earlier?
I walked that big uphill, and it already got my legs hurting, so I knew it was going to be tough in the race, but just had the mindset that you're going to just run fast up it and run fast down it, so, and the rest was flat, so that was fine. The rest of the course, perfectly fine, good condition.
What was it like just trying to keep pace with Weirs of Tri-Center and you know, keep within shouting distance?
Yeah, he's fast. I mean, I stayed with him probably first 2 miles. I went up the hill with him, and he pulled away on the downhill, so need to work on that going into next week, but we're looking good going into state, me and the team.
What does it mean for you, just the culmination of a whole season here? You still got one more race to go, obviously, but this was the goal. Next goal is to qualify for state. You know, what's that journey been like?
I mean, it all started in the track season and the off season. We had success in track, so that translates to the cross country course, and then we're all running. If it's basketball or wrestling, we're all running together, so just translates over to this. And when you put in the miles in the off season, it translates to fast times here. And when you have a lot of guys out, you got a lot of depth on the team. So one guy runs not the greatest, your teammates step up, and that's what happened for that.
What's it going to be like just working with the guys to train for state? I mean, you and your brother, Brody and Owen and Cruz and Eli and James, I mean, everybody. I mean, there's so much talent, so much depth here. What's that going to be like just getting ready to try and cobble something special at Fort Dodge?
I mean, it's all season. We've had a big group pushing each other in workouts and long runs. So I think tomorrow we'll have a morning practice, 6:30, and then a little break over the weekend, and then we'll hit hard with a workout on Monday probably, and then recover the rest of the week, head up to Fort Dodge Friday, go watch 4A and 3A on Friday, and then, or 3A and 2A Friday, and then hopefully go win state on Saturday.
Well, we'll see you in Fort Dodge. Congratulations.
Thank you.